Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, girl. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing good. It's been a crazy week. You got to love those Aquarian planets.
There's so many more in Pisces even than Aquarius this early. I can't believe it.
Yeah, they're trekking right through it. They're all stepping all over each other right now.
Doing the cosmic two-step, are they?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe a four-step there.
Well, I think it's kind of interesting lunation charts for this new moon we had today, and nice parade of planets lining up. I like that. But the T-square with Jupiter and the ascendant on the eastern seaboard does indicate that probably a lot more precipitation is going to be coming between the water bearer and the mutable water energy of Pisces over the next month.
Yeah. Got a feel for that. How badly did you get hit in Roanoke?
Actually, I didn't get hit in Roanoke. We got some wind here, but my mom in Worcester, Massachusetts got 3 feet.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. And everybody's power held. We were still waiting to hear about my brother on Long Island because we weren't able to reach him. And I did get a call right before I had to go on the air from my mom saying that they're okay, but they had some big problems, so I'm going to call her back after the show. Because, the way that the jet stream energy was moving through there, they had a special on MSN about that, and it showed that different areas that would normally get, you know, the 3 or 4 feet of snow didn't necessarily, but other areas did because there's been an alteration in some of the streams of energy that are basically, you know, above the earth. So it's just kind of crazy the way it went down.
It is. It's interesting.
I'm not a meteorologist. I'm an astrologer, but I can understand with all these planetary energies that they were bound to have a lot of water, both water and frozen water.
Absolutely. With all of that and you know, again, the square between all of it to Jupiter, the duality of it, I'm sure they're going to get hit again. It's definitely going to be for the better. Again, that Jupiter, that expansion and growth, that makes things, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And, you know, they've got that working for them.
Yeah. And also snowplows.
Yeah, a lot of snowplows.
Yes. Boy, I tell you, it was pretty ferocious. I mean, I'm on Facebook, of course. I have a lot of relatives up north and stuff, and so is my family, so it's like, oh, geez, you know, and everybody was calling everybody to see if they still had power, still had phones and everything, and at least they had today another day to recover before the work week begins tomorrow, so that probably is a blessing in disguise as well.
Absolutely. And at least it hit on a weekend instead of during the week when a lot of people would have been at work. You know, it's taking one day off on Friday and getting a 3-day weekend, but, you know, at least it's not dead in the middle of the week, you know?
Exactly. Well, when Jupiter went direct, it wasn't fooling around. It decided to bring in a big storm.
Jupiter's a big planet.
You know, it's interesting, because I was talking to one of my clients in Colorado, and they have had not as much snow as they would like. They're worried about the thaw and, you know, fire hazards and stuff coming in the spring if they don't start to get more precipitation. They haven't gotten anywhere near as much. Last year, I remember talking to the same woman, and it took her 2 weeks to find her car. This year, it's like, where is it? Where's the snow? they depend upon that for, you know, a lot of the farms out there, and of course all the animals that exist there in the forests and up in the mountains, and all the water that kind of like trickles down to their lakes and streams and stuff. It's a, you know, it's a big recreation area there for people that love to go camping and enjoy nature. And she's just like saying, where is it? You know, where's the rain going to come? I said, well, you know, you could go to school to become a rain dancer. I could recommend that.
Oh, it's interesting. Last year, though, in the Northeast, they didn't have enough snow, and it was dry, and it was a drought season like it is in Colorado. You know, Pluto and the foundational changes it's making to the Earth are definitely creating these lack and overabundance areas everywhere, aspecting Jupiter with that in conjunction.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, this is the Illumination Station. We're going to be doing readings live on the air tonight with your astrology chart. If you'd like us to take a peek into your future, you can call us at 213-286-6741. And again, that's 213-286-6741. Have your birth date, time of birth, and place of birth ready for us. And one question for us to focus on for you tonight.
And we didn't even talk about the topic too much of what we started out with, which is the new moon in Aquarius. 28 degrees Aquarius at that. So you want
to
tell me
that, or
you want me to? Oh, sorry.
I thought it was 21 degrees.
21 degrees.
No, go ahead. Illuminate us.
No. Well, that's what it is. You can say that's the true word for the Aquarius moon that we had, new moon that we had. It definitely is. You know, the one thing that I think is funny is that it was so close to the sun in Aquarius. And it really makes a conjunction of that soul connection. And, you know, a new moon is always new beginnings. And new beginnings from the soul is really a great thing to have. You don't always have a new moon right on the sun. And so here again, it's a great time, and being an Aquarius, looking to the future, looking towards what that end result is going to be. I know that we've all had some challenges lately, but looking at the end result and seeing the direction we need to go to get to that end result, it's a time to do it now. With the Mars, Neptune, Chiron, Mercury conjunction, it's a time for belief and faith more than actually looking at the physical earthbound things. We had that Capricorn energy before that was really making us earthbound and physical and really examine the physical, but now it's time to just believe and go on that end result and follow that faith to wherever that end result is for you. And that's what I think about this new moon.
Well, I'm pretty excited about the trine between Venus and Jupiter. Right before Valentine's Day, I think that's kind of nice.
Absolutely. It opens those lines of communication up well.
What I've been finding with a lot of my clients, though, is that they've been having very, very strange dream patterns because of all those Pisces planets squaring Jupiter in Gemini. And usually these are people that keep track of their dreams. Some of them even write it down. A couple of them even have recorders by their bed because they are people that can dream the future. You know, they have a natural gift and they're excited about it, and that's one of the reasons they call me for astrological advice. But it's amazing how many people over the last 2 weeks now have been mentioning this to me, and it's going on with me too. Now, it's going to be hitting you because of your Pisces moon.
Well, you know, I have had some interesting dreams before the last few days, but my last few days have been drug-induced dreams because of some surgery I had. So I haven't seen
much
of anything over the last few days.
Now, did you carefully schedule the time for your surgery so that you knew that it was going to go perfectly fine?
Absolutely not.
You just went on faith, that thing you were talking about earlier.
Absolutely. It was, I had done a lot of research and a lot of information and checked into a lot of doctors and had a lot of opinions about what I needed to do. And then right after Jupiter went direct, I decided, okay, now I'm going to start looking at, you know, talking, negotiating when it's going to happen. And the actual dentist picked out the time, the actual doctor picked out the time for it. And I let him go with the flow of it because I knew that any time during this period of time, it was just a matter of faith. And I knew it was the right direction to go, so let it fall where it may. And it, the surgery went well. Everything is healing well. It's, you know, it's going quite well, so according to everything. And that was, again, that matter of faith. It occurred. The opportunity was there. It was right. And I just went with it.
Great. Great. So now that you have the surgery done, what wonderful new things are you looking forward to?
Not hurting anymore.
That would work. That would work.
Pain is not my friend.
Well, what can I tell you? You know, it's interesting because Capricorn rules the bones and teeth of the body, and of course your natal Saturn's in Capricorn, but current Saturn is in Scorpio and sitting very close to your Neptune right now, so this might
Absolutely.
End up being like a dream come true for you.
Absolutely. Well, it's the beginning of a whole restructuring of my mouth is what it is. It's starting a process that needs to be done, and it, just for the crux of my health, it's going to be absolutely wonderful in the end result. But it's a matter of faith of having it all done at this point in time. So,
making it happen, as it were.
Major surgery. They're doing bone structure surgery here.
Wow.
So this is not minor surgery. I'm not just having a tooth pulled or something.
Right.
So, yeah,
I
but
understand.
It is. It's a new beginning of my mouth, which this is the first of several that will operations that will make my mouth structurally sound to where I will be able to have a better health regime all the way around.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's going to affect the way you eat, the way you digest, and all that too. But I think it's just a great idea for you to just go ahead and take the plunge and do what needs to be done.
It's what's got to be done now.
Okay, then.
And you see here, looking at my chart, you see that, you know, it's all there. And that's a wonderful thing about astrology. You can look at it and go, oh, okay, the planets are all lining up and they're telling you this is what you need to do. No matter what you want to do, this is what you need to do. So you just go with it. And it's lined up in my chart beautifully for it. So.
Sure did.
It's time.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, it's very important for you because you also talk for a living.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, of course, you and I will both record our readings for people when we do private sessions. You know, I mean, the show is recorded, too, so people can go back and listen when they call in. But I mean, as far as, like, the longer readings and stuff, you know, you want to be able to be articulate, you know, have your tongue work well within the mouth if you're trying to record a reading. I sometimes
yes.
get birds chirping and cats meowing in the background, but I can't stop that.
Absolutely not. Dogs barking, a few other things.
Exactly. Oh, telling you. But I do think this is going to be an interesting new moon cycle, and I think that a lot of people are going to really start to get in touch with their super conscious energy. They're going to feel the shift of energy, that their prayers are going to be answered. I think there's going to be a quickening of faith and also an opening of options because of the mutable energy of the squares to Jupiter. I think a lot of
Absolutely.
People are going to say, wow, why didn't I think of that before? I'll try that now.
Yeah, I do feel, and that's one of the great parts about it, is that I do feel there's going to be other options opening up and people are going to look at bigger perspectives and better perspectives during this 3-week cycle.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I'm not really looking forward to the spring at this point because it has been very, very cold here, even though we didn't get hit with a lot of snow here in Roanoke, thank goodness. But I am looking forward to it. We're going to have a warm day tomorrow, even though it's going to be raining. So we're getting like a little taste of spring. My crocuses keep getting fooled. We have a couple of warm days, and they're trying to come up. I have moss growing on my trees, and it's like nature itself is confused. It's not just me.
definitely confused down here. We have such warm weather, and you know, comparatively wise, I can't imagine what the summer's going to be like, because we really haven't had a cool down here. As far as we've been in the 80s most of the time, and get down sometimes down into the 70s for highs. But it's rare, so we're way above average, and we're way less water than what we need. And you know, in Florida, when we don't get enough rain in the wintertime, by the time March, April comes around, they're looking for water.
Absolutely.
It's drought season down here. So it's definitely going to be interesting. So, but again, here, and with this, you know, it's a big plutonium effect, okay? Pluto and Capricorn just affects the Earth so much in its foundational changes and these shifts and the stretching that the Earth physically is doing at this point in time. You know, and these things that are, these unusual cycles will end. This is not the first time we've had them, and this won't be the last. But it's an interesting time we live in, watching the world, as I call it, stretch or move and make these changes.
Well, on the eastern seaboard, Pluto is in Capricorn in the second house in the lunation chart, which rules our property, temple of our home, how we earn our daily bread. And we have Uranus in the fourth house of home and hearth, squaring in Aries with unexpected changes. And I think people are learning they do have to have a contingency plan because of the weather changes that are going on. So, you know, where they would go, what they would do, where they would hunker down, you know, if they have supplies put somewhere that's a safer place than where they normally would have their living space. I think all of these things are important right now for people to be aware, because I have it. I mean, not in my cellar here, you know. I mean, out in Florida, they don't have cellars normally. But at sea level, it's kind of hard to do unless you basically want to be in mud.
Exactly. We're not too far from the water table, you know, when it comes down to what's beneath us. We're pretty much close to water all the way around, top and bottom. So there's not a lot of basements here. But here again, there's alternative plans. And I think, you know, over the last, you know, Florida was hit in, you know, 8 years ago or pretty hard. And I think a lot of people at that point in time took caution to what was going on, and changed their plans as far as whether it be hurricane panels or whether they're going to have an escape route or what they're going to do in those crises. And I think it's reflecting in, you know, the years over different areas of this earth. And Northeast has definitely had its share of stuff this year.
Oh, yes. So what do you think about the Sun-Moon conjunction in Aquarius squaring off exactly with the dragon, with the north and south node? What do you think about that configuration?
Well, here again, it has to do with readdressing old issues from the past, especially the south node being in... How does the south node and the north node square off from each other?
Well, the south node's in Taurus at 21 degrees, squaring the conjunction of the sun and moon, and the north node's in Scorpio doing the same thing.
I was looking at the opposite thing here. Sorry. Okay. I saw that in Taurus and then in Scorpio, and I went, it didn't make sense. But now I see 21, 21, 21. Got to look at that.
Yeah.
With that, again, you're readdressing old issues from the past that need to be shifted or changed for the future. Again, being from Aquarius to Taurus to Scorpio, the north node saying you must change. These transformations are going to occur, okay? These catastrophes are going to happen at this point in time for the betterment again, okay? Because here again, this is not the first time they've been addressed. It's the first time they've been addressed with this generation or this cycle of society. And so it's how is this generation going to do it, as opposed to the last time that this occurred and the life that the people had in the last time this occurred.
Exactly. And here I think a lot of this is going to be coming down to food source and clean water. because these storms do make a tremendous impact on the greater environment that provides nourishment for all of us and all living things here on the planet. And I think that's where we have to start to really safeguard the Earth better. And
absolutely.
You know, to respect it more. And to have a place where food can grow no matter what, okay? To set things up a little bit better, a little bit safer, if at all possible, whether it has to do with the texture of the terrain or something that has to be done in an enclosure or underground or inside a mountain or something like that.
And here again, I think it makes people more consciously aware, and I think this is a great time for cleaner fuels to come out, cleaner energy sources to come out, cleaner purification of water, and, you know, all these more efficient ways of cycling what we need to purify the earth. I think that that's one of the things, the newer technology that's going to come out of this and the new inventive way that that we're going to approach it comparatively to what we have in the past. And what has worked in the past and what hasn't worked in the past, I think that's being reexamined as far as this is concerned. And I do feel that a lot of people, I do feel that it all has to do with nurturing the body and how we nurture the body, the physical health of all human beings. So I think that really this is a great growth pattern for really more efficient and better sources of food and fuel.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's time that we stepped up to the plate and realized that we don't want to, you know, just fall into a crisis with no alternative plan. And that's the beautiful thing about Jupiter being in Gemini this year. I think a lot of times people, when Jupiter's in Gemini, every 12 years, people have to have a plan and a contingency plan. Because that way they know what to do in case of.
It gives them more security and it makes them feel more comfortable because of it. That's the benefit of that.
And it mitigates the worry energy because there's a lot of worrying out there, everything from the economy to the weather changes to things that are going on, you know, worldwide in the political arena and the economic issues there that span the globe. There's like a lot going on right now. So I think everybody's trying to make sure that they do have some kind of a backup plan. Plan B.
It's a good thing, and I think they're looking at new and inventive ways. I do feel that a lot of people, and again, the opposite of Pisces is Virgo, okay? And so if you aren't having faith, you're overanalyzing things way too much, okay? Because both Pisces and Virgo are dual signs, and they, just like Gemini and Sagittarius, they have that way of bouncing from one side to the other instead of balancing themselves out. So we have a tendency of going from one extreme to the other when it comes to those things. And so I think a lot of people are overanalyzing things at this point in time instead of going with faith. And I think they do need to go with that faith a little bit more to look at the practicality of it instead of worrying what's going to happen in the future. And another reason why I like this time period with the moon conjunct sun and being a new moon is just because it's very empowering for others to see the bigger picture. And that's what they need to keep their eye on, is the bigger picture, not what's going on right at this moment.
Absolutely. I like the Aquarius energy because it does tend to think outside the box. It tends to be a spiritual or intuitive energy that goes along with the radiant light and the reflective light in the heavens today. So I like that because people are looking for answers from on high, if you will, okay? And I think that works for a lot of people. I think that there has been an overriding anxiety since the last election, and, of course, everybody was all worried about, you know, what was going to happen at the end of the year. And I think that because of that, people are now starting to pick up the pieces of their consciousness, re-engage the fact that we are still in the game. We are supported here and need to support back. Because I think that's what it's really about. It's about lessons learned about what's most important. You know, where are your priorities? You know, where's your value system? What are you really here for? You know, and what can you do to make a difference, even if it's just in your little corner of the world? You know, or praying for a stranger because you saw them on television, or adopting a pet that doesn't have a home. Whatever it might be, there's something that you can do to make a difference. You know, that's a positive, creative change.
That would be the ideal right now. And for people to do that, not only with the larger scale, but with themselves. What do you, because a lot of people still go, well, what do I want as far as life is concerned? So a lot of people that I see right now that, you know, they're in a job where they're, you know, working and they really don't like it, but they're fearful because of the economy and, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't have jobs right now and this type of thing, that they're not pursuing their dreams. They're staying with something that's old and from the past. And with that, here again, I find that that does not serve them well. And I find that that leads to a great deal of depression for them instead of following their dreams and taking that bold step out like they should at this point in time.
Exactly like you did with your dental surgery.
Yeah. Go for it. Let the universe bring it to you and see what's out there. You know, just keep an open mind.
Absolutely.
It may not be something you want to do. But it's something that needs to be done or is right to do. And that's the key factor. It is right to do. Just like you were talking about, you see, you know, something, you know, a dog that's being abused or something like this, and you take that step up to, you know, take care of that dog or help that dog out because you feel the impulse, not because you've let logic sit in and say, well, you know, I'm going to have to feed him and I'm just going to cost this and da-da-da-da-da and, you know, what about the medical bills? No, if it feels right, do it. If it's the right thing to do for not only yourself but for humanitarian reasons, this is the time just to follow with that faith and say, no matter what it looks like, I have this feeling and I just got to do it. And when you have it, just do it.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we haven't really had any callers calling in tonight. I'm not sure why, but let me go ahead and put the number out there for people if they'd like us to take a look at their chart this evening. The number is 213-286-6741. And again, that number is 213-286-6741. And we'd be happy to take a look at your chart and answer some questions for you, maybe give you a little guidance, a little inspiration. Give us a call. Well, I'll tell you what, this week has been really insane as far as weather is concerned, but a lot of people, when Jupiter started to move forward in the heavens, they've had this shift where things are starting to now come to fruition that I've been talking to also. So they've been waiting forever because Jupiter retrograded way back in October, and so it's almost like an extended retrograde Mercury. And now, because it's such a large planet, when that planet redirects itself, I swear, Jacqueline, I can feel it. I can feel it that night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty amazing. So I think it's going to open up some opportunities for a lot of people to get kind of unstuck, if you will.
Unstuck. That's an interesting way of putting that. And I do feel... I do feel that things that were... you know, that were on hold or that weren't moving are now moving, and sometimes a little dramatic. You know, we still have Uranus and Aries, so when it makes a pop, it's definitely heard around the world. And so here again, we have these enlightening and awakening pieces that are coming to this now that Jupiter is direct. Again, every time I look at this, I go, it is so much for the positive of everybody in the long term. It isn't even funny, even though it may not feel like it at this point in time. And I think Jupiter going direct really made some opportunities to open up to the challenge that is being presented to you in your life. And I think a lot of people are seeing alternatives to working with that challenge. I do feel, since Saturn's going retrograde and Mercury's going retrograde towards the end of the month, that we're going to see some more interesting times, and, you know, there's going to be some more corrections and alterations that need to be done. But over the next few weeks, I think it's really an enlightening and awakening time to see really what direction we can go. And, you know, when the problems occur, be prepared to fix them and understand where we need to make alterations.
Absolutely. Well, we do have a caller.
All right.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, ladies. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm loving everything you're talking about.
Oh, thanks.
And I think, you know, I think Jackie said that we just have to go with this instead of picking apart everything. We have to go with our feelings and faith more than inspecting every single thing. And this is so true, I think, you know.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Okay, so I'm not sure what kind of reading you do, but I'll tell you my birthday. Could you
That'd
do
be great.
That? Okay, it's February 15th. And do you need the year, too?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay, 1966.
And do you know what time you were born?
You know, I think, you know, I'm not really positive. I think it was around somewhere in the morning, but, I am not positive.
And what city were you born in?
Springfield, Massachusetts.
Wow. I was born in Worcester.
Oh, my God.
We're practically neighbors. Now, do you live there now?
I do, yes.
Okay. In the very beginning, I went to Springfield Technical Community College. Does that still exist there?
Yes, it does, actually.
Yes, and I really enjoyed it. It was my first college experience, and I was very young, and I really, really loved it.
That's good, because I don't know if anyone else is loving Springfield at this
point. How much snow did you get? How much snow did you get?
We have about 3 feet here.
Yeah, my mom did in Worcester. Yep. It's bad.
It is bad. I mean, you can't really even, you know, I feel bad for the animals because they can't even trudge through it. Well, I suppose deer could, but it's hard for them, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, they do hunker down, too, as well. You know, the wild animals like deer have their warm spots. They really do. It's interesting to see animals and how instinctual they are, and if we lived more like our wild animals do, we'd be, you know, it would be really an interesting world. For instance, okay, I just found this out because I'm not from up north, okay. The squirrels there, it's interesting because they have a winter home and a summer home, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have one home that's really up high and one that's buried into the ground, okay? And they prepare themselves in the summertime for both of these particular places, okay? And animals have that natural instinct to where they're, during the summertime they're like workaholics. Okay, we need to make sure this is done and this is done and this is done and this is done and this is done, you know, besides fending for food. And I thought that was interesting when I found out that where the squirrel's summer home was and where the squirrel's winter home was. But animals have a natural instinct to do that. So I wouldn't be surprised, especially with deer, that they would do the same thing.
Right. So
you have an amazing chart.
I do?
You have an amazing chart, and I have to tell you, this lunation we were talking about tonight is just so profound for you.
Yes,
oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You're a counselor, aren't you?
I'm what?
Are you a counselor?
A counselor. No, I feel like I am, but no, I'm
not
officially.
Yeah, because you know what? You should be, because you'd be making money for all the counsel you give to people for free. Wow.
Right.
Did you have a question for us? I just set you up a dawn because I don't like to use an artificial time. I'd rather just look at a solar chart. Maybe I'll give you a little less specific information, but at least it'll be accurate.
Okay. I don't really have I just would like to know what's in the future, I guess. I don't really have a specific thing.
What do you do for a living right now?
I sell purple energy plates. And I know it probably sounds freaky to you, but...
not at all. I'm very, very familiar with it.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, it's positive energy plates, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
exactly
what I do.
Okay.
And I'm
that's
also
wonderful.
An author.
That's what I was going to say, because you know what?
You
were supposed to be in a situation where you're doing a lot of counseling, drawing upon an infinite faith, okay, especially right now because the North Node's sitting right on your Neptune, and with all your Pisces Virgo polarity points, people are going to really identify with what you write. They're going to identify with the victim as well as the heroine of anything you write.
Mm.
It's amazing.
Okay.
It's amazing. And you're going through a Jupiter return this year. How cool is that?
What does that mean exactly?
You were born with Jupiter in Gemini, and it's only in Gemini every 12 years for a year, and this is your year. You should be publishing 2 books this year.
Oh, geez.
You better get busy.
I know, really, right?
What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, the other thing, and I agree with Aphrodite completely. She covered all, every time I look at something, she'd cover it. So I'm 100% on Aphrodite and what she said to you. The other point is are you involved in a relationship at this point in time?
I am, yes.
Okay, I'd like to know the birth date of this one.
Okay, he was born November 18th, 1970.
And do you know where he was born?
I think he was born in Greenfield, Massachusetts.
Okay, let's take a look at you two.
I love her. She's so funny.
Yeah.
Get the scoop on her. Go for it, girl.
Absolutely. That's what we want to see. So, yeah, the two of you work together. Now, you said November 18th, 1970, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure of that.
I love it.
So.
Of course, I'm the optimist.
Well, he is a one-to-one relationship kind of guy, which is a good thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little intense.
Yeah.
Music is a great thing between the two of you, okay?
Yeah, he's a musician, yeah.
One thing I will say, okay, and the one thing, and I do, I feel this is a harmonious, even though I'm not as optimistic as Aphrodite, okay? I feel this is a harmonious relationship. I think what I would call it is a working relationship. I think the two of you can work together well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You bring two different things to the plate. And he is extremely intelligent, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
However, do not debate with him because you'll lose 100% of the time.
I know.
Okay. Even if you're 150% right and you prove your point to the most perfection of ways, he will change the subject, and you'll be on a debate about something else, and you will never get you were right from him.
No, that's
okay?
True. Yeah.
That, don't worry about that, okay?
Yeah.
Because, here again, he will act upon it, okay? So how you communicate with him is crucially important, and that's the reason why I bring this up, is because you like to have that debate. You like to see all the perspectives. You've got that Mercury in Pisces. You want the whole picture, okay? And there's so many different options. And he has one option, okay? And sometimes it's a little narrow-minded, but he gets one option. He's right, okay? So even though he may change his mind to another way, the only way he's going to do that is by you making a statement and walking away, not debating with him or giving him the pros or cons. Give him a statement that makes him think about. And usually I find that doing it comedically or humor-wise is really great. And you have the capability of seeing the end result. So you can make this little story up of, oh, yeah, it's going to go this way, then it's going to go this way, and it's going to end up all the way over here if you do it that way. But you go ahead and do it and walk away. And not so sarcastically like that, but make kind of fun or levity out of it with him. when you see that he's going down a wrong path, and then just say, but it's your choice. I'm not going to, you know, it's all
right.
good. You want to try? Yeah. It's all good. And he will shift easier in that way when you put it in a little bit more of a colorful way or a storytelling way, okay? Because when he loves for life. He's an intense kind of creature, and he's a one-to-one relationship kind of guy. So there's a lot of positives here that I really like, okay? You
yeah.
did pick somebody that's loyal, okay?
Well,
so you
yeah,
got to look at that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, I know you guys are going to be like, yeah, everybody thinks their boyfriend is so gorgeous, but he really is such a beautiful man. I mean, he looks like an angel, you know? So all these girls are after him
sun.
All the time.
He's got Jupiter conjunct the sun, and he's the sun in Scorpio. He exudes sexuality.
Totally.
Okay. So here again, that's okay, but he's a one-to-one relationship kind of guy. When he's loyal, okay?
Yeah.
So, it you know, here again, don't that jealousy thing will get on his nerves.
Well, yeah, and I believe
he's highly independent.
Yes, I try not to be jealous, but he is very jealous.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, he's possessive, too. Absolutely,
yeah.
He's possessive. Your jealousy is the issue with him, not his jealousy over you. He's a
no, I know. He
now.
Thinks
he's
it's true. It's true.
It is true.
Yeah. You know, he has that issue with jealousy for you. But again, you play yours off and you don't play into the jealousy, and he'll start curtailing it. He will.
Yeah.
You're the leader of this. Believe it or not, even though he is the upfront looking leader, you're the leader of this relationship. You're going to guide it how it goes.
Do you think, I mean, we've been together for about 7 years, and he asked me to marry him like 3 times, and then he reneged. So, I don't know.
He's scared.
Yeah.
And here again, don't make an issue out of it. Laugh at
no,
him over
I,
it.
No, I kind of jive him and say, yeah, I got 2 wedding dresses up in the closet doing nothing. But,
I like there you it. Go. That was a good one. I like that.
But, you know, it's like almost like, Jacqueline, that I can't, I don't, I only think in the moment, and everyone, like, always says to me, like, you don't plan for the future, you don't have a retirement fund, and, like, I'm not, why am I not concerned with that?
Because of the greater picture here.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your life is in the journey, okay? If you've noticed, your life shifts and changes all the time, okay?
Yeah.
Aphrodite was talking about that polarity point between Virgo and Pisces that you have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a Saturn-Pluto opposition, okay? Your life is always shifting and changing. If you planned for the future, it wouldn't end up the way you planned in the first place. Okay,
right.
So why plan for it? You know, it's a different perspective than what other people have. But you're a very old soul on this earth. So here again, it's like if you believe in past lives, you've been through that before, done that, and it didn't work, so you're not going to do it again this time. Okay?
Right.
So, you know, here again, don't sweat the details. Just because you're different than others, I really wouldn't. So be it. Okay?
Right.
It will come when it comes for you, believe me.
Yeah.
When you need it, it'll be there.
Yeah,
so,
and I'm always like, you know, everyone get frets so much about all little stupid things. And I'm like, man, just like, you know, just like take it easy, you know? But, you know, we all have hells in our lives, right? And, like, for instance, I'm going through, my dad has Alzheimer's. This is, like, the worst thing that I've ever been through. And, but, I mean, what, you know, I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing everything to make him comfortable. What else can I do? And my sister frets about it. So, you know, she gets sick about it, you know?
Absolutely. And you see what it does to her. Okay, and it's because of her lack of faith. You have been born with a natural, innate ability, you know, that wonderful Aquarian Pisces energy that you have makes you such a wonderful creature just to go, okay, well, if I can't do anything about it, well, I'll walk away. And most people don't have that innate ability to do that, okay?
Yeah.
And so here again, the norm of people tend to fret, tend to worry, tend to have that issue, okay? It doesn't do them any good, but they do it, okay? So know you're on the right path, and, you know, that faith is going to take you very, very far, okay? Again, you have a colorful life, so things are going to shift and change still, but like with this guy, you know he loves you through and through, okay?
Yeah.
He has Uranus conjunct his Mars, so in Libra, so he's been burned by women.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's burned women, too.
Well, he's definitely been enlightened about one-to-one relationships, and there's a tremendous amount of fear that he has. And one of the things that you bring to the table is that lightheartedness. Well, we're here and we're having a good time, and this is the way it is, you know, and I'm committed to you, you're committed to me, we're all good. Okay.
Right.
That really keeps him to have that faith that he can have that good relationship, because he has a knee-jerk reaction. He questions everything when it comes to love.
Mm-hmm.
He has a knee-jerk reaction about love. Okay, so here again, you know, that faith is what keeps this relationship going.
Right, okay.
Well, I've done all the talking. I should let Aphrodite say what she has to say about it.
No, I think you covered it great. I think that's awesome. I just know that whenever you have two fixed signs by almost exact degree, you do have to kind of choose territory.
Yeah.
And there's just certain things that are always going to be his thing and certain things are going to always be your thing. But I just like the way the relationship works. You know, I just do. And, of course, I'm a hopeless romantic. But the Scorpio-Pisces energy is so nice as far as really understanding the motives and really understanding each other, so that even though you're different, you can respect and admire that too. And that is such a rare and wonderful quality in a relationship.
Yeah.
And, okay. I, like I said, it's like you used to try and fix things all the time, and now you've kind of like, you know, gotten away from that a little bit. And part of that's because you have so much faith and you want to give people the faith that you have, as Jacqueline spoke about.
Right.
But often you can just kind of open the door or spark them to find it. You might not always see them find it successfully, but know you've helped them on that journey to go
right.
that extra step, to
yeah,
stop and
right.
sprout a little prayer, to know that they are loved, you know, that kind of thing. You just have that ability, and that's why people love you.
Yeah, I mean, I think they do, and like, I'll tell you guys.
I think they do.
Like, I was diagnosed.
I think they do. No, they do. They do.
I'll tell you,
think so.
Well, in terms of what,
the process.
In terms of what you just said, Aphrodite, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2007, I think. And the worst thing about getting it was that everybody around me was so upset. They said, why would you get it? And I said, well, you know, and that was the worst thing, is that it took away some of their faith. And that was, like I said, the worst thing about it. Was seeing them not
and here,
believe as much.
And my point to you with that is that I was here to get it so that I could show you that anything's possible to overcome. Okay,
right.
Because here again, we all have challenges in our lives, and with yours and. The challenge is just to you, okay, I got to step up to the plate and do this. But that's a living example for others to be able to do that same thing and have that faith. The reason why I got it is because you guys needed to learn a lesson,
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, turn it around. I'm just a living example of the situation because, again, people will say that because the two key words that people use with you is nice and sweet. You're so nice. You're so sweet. You're so nice. You know, I'm sure you've heard that a million times in your life if you've heard it once. Okay.
Yeah, not that I can't be witchy, because I can be, you know.
Absolutely. You heard my sarcasm of the, you're so nice, you're so sweet. It gets to be bitterly sweet after a while hearing people say it sometimes. But, here again that, you know, you've been brought as an example. You are here to serve the public in that in an example form, okay?
Right.
So here again, your challenges are brought so that other people can see you succeed through them and
right.
see the joy that you get through them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is a beautiful gift.
It
I'm
is.
Sorry about the illness, but it's such a beautiful gift.
Yeah, and, you know, I always say, like, I ask people all the time, why do you think you're here on Earth? And hardly anyone knows, like, they don't have an answer. But my answer is, I am here to help other people and to give them light. Like, I know that's my purpose here. So
mm-hmm.
exactly what you just said, you know?
Exactly. We're so glad you called in tonight.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just been really a wonderful sharing and conversation. It's really a pleasure to have met you in this wonderful electronic world we have.
Yeah. I so much appreciate everything you guys have taught me tonight and everything you're doing. I think it's wonderful.
Well, thanks. Well, call back and keep us posted.
I will, definitely.
All right.
You guys have a good night.
You too.
Thanks.
You as well.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, here we are. We're at the top of the hour. And
already? Wow.
Well, the stream just left. It just went to zero. So that means that my stream is gone. So if you want to tell people how to reach us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720.
And I can be reached at 540-400-0110. Jacqueline and I are both available for you to get in touch with us, even on Facebook, if you prefer. And also, we're here usually every Sunday from 6 to 7, doing live readings on the air. And hope you have a very pleasant week and enjoy this brand new moon.
Have a good week.
Bye. Bye.